Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
Maybe you've noticed the Charlotte Pride banners are up again in Uptown. That means we're only days away from another Charlotte Pride parade and festival, when marching bands, drag queens, and rainbow flags converge in the streets of Center City. But didn't Pride Month already happen? Isn't Charlotte a little behind the curve here? Well, coming up on this week's episode, it's the whys and the whens of Charlotte Pride. Stick around. It's FAQ City, the podcast from WFAE, where we take a new question every episode.
So many questions. So many questions.
And explain it here. I'm Nick Delacanel. Let's begin. Today's question comes to us from our listener Jennifer in Charlotte, and I'll let her introduce her question.
My question is, why does Charlotte celebrate Pride during August and not during June like the rest of the world?
And so what sparked this question for you? What made you think of this?
What got me thinking about that was, first of all, the heat in Charlotte. In August, it's going to be over 100 degrees, and I love going to the parades and the celebrations uptown, and it's just so darn hot. The other thing is, I know that there's a swell of appreciation and color and all sorts of marketing that goes on around Pride in June, and it's always good to take advantage of that rather than trying to recreate it for ourselves in August. So I was just wondering why we chose August.
Yeah, and to back Jennifer up for a moment, the reason there's so much marketing around Pride in June is because June is Pride Month. It marks the anniversary of the Stonewall riots in New York, which happened in 1969. And that's why most major cities like New York, Boston, Chicago, San Francisco, they all celebrate Pride in June. So why is Charlotte different? Well, a good place to start is with Josh Burford. He's an LGBT historian who's done extensive work documenting the history of Charlotte's LGBT people. He says Charlotte's very first Pride was, in fact, held in June. It was June of 1981, which was a little late in the game compared to other cities.
The first Pride Parade in New York is in 1970. The first Pride Parades in the South are about 72. So Charlotte wanted to do something visible, but the community wasn't in the right position to do a large public pride.
Back then, to live as an out gay person in buttoned-up Charlotte was to put your job, your family, even your life on the line. But there was a small group of locals who decided to change that. One of them was Samus Rose. At the time, she was living in secret with her partner, Billy Rose, and the two were friends with a guy named Don King. Samus, who still lives in Charlotte, says the group saw these gay rights organizations forming around the country.
Basically, we started talking over dinner one night and discovered that, there really wasn't anything like that in town. We were tired of living in everybody's shadow, and we decided it was time for Charlotte to come into the light.
And so they formed a new group with a few other friends and named it QCQ.
And QCQ came from Queen City Coordinators, with a Q.
Why with a Q?
Just to be different. Because we were different.
And one of the first orders of business was to stage the first ever Charlotte Pride, to be held in June, of course. Samus says it was a conscious nod to the Stonewall riots. That first Pride was held mainly at UNC Charlotte. There were speakers, a softball tournament.
There was a family picnic for our families and performances. We had what we called a gold cabaret.
And Josh Burford, the historian, says around 100 people showed up.
Which is a lot of people for a word of mouth. I mean, again, University City might as well have been Florida, mm-hmm. because it was so far away from Uptown. And it also had a corporate sponsor, too. Budweiser was its corporate sponsor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can imagine, this was still at a time when many of the city's LGBT people were not open and had likely never been in a large public gathering with each other. Samus says it was like a breath of fresh air.
I was just on a cloud the entire weekend. like we could actually breathe there, you know?
So QCQ staged another Pride the following June and the June after, and more people kept showing up. And among them was Daryl Logsdon, who moved to Charlotte in 1982 and remembers attending that year's Pride.
And it was in the parking lot of a local gay bar. And it was very good that they were supporting that and helping to get that launch. But when I went, I thought, gosh, I wonder if we could take this to the next level and have something, you know, a little more public.
And so he joined the QCQ board and helped the event grow even larger. Fast forward now to 1994, when Charlotte was picked to host the North Carolina State Pride. Now, this was a huge deal. It was held in Uptown, and for the first time, Charlotte had a Pride march. And it wasn't a parade, it was a march.
And, you know, the difference is more than semantics. A march is to advocate, and a parade is to celebrate. And in 1994, we didn't have much to celebrate, and we had a lot to advocate for.
The event was a pivotal moment for Charlotte's LGBT population, partly because some 4,000 people turned out, which was the largest crowd they'd ever had. Daryl says he wouldn't describe it as a turning point, but...
I would say it was a milestone. It was a marker along the road, definitely. Did it change things that weekend? Like I said before, it evolved things that weekend.
Well, coming up, the birth of the modern-day Charlotte Pride, and why it made the switch to August. Stick around. That's just ahead. Hey, everybody. I wanted to give you a quick heads up that if you're interested in Charlotte history, and especially in LGBTQ history, check out an interview we did on our Southbound podcast with Josh Burford. He's the historian who is actually featured in the story that you are listening to right now. He is so fascinating. He's got lots of great stories that I'll bet you've never heard before. Go to WFAE.org, find the Southbound podcast, and search for Josh Burford. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Collins. We cover a lot on Charlotte Talks, from the latest in politics and what's going on at City Hall to development, the economy, the arts, and interviews with newsmakers. But maybe there's something you haven't heard us discuss that you think we should cover. Well, now's your chance to have your topics and ideas considered. Get in touch with us at WFAE.org/Charlotte Talks, and maybe you'll hear your idea on an upcoming edition of the show.
We're back, and an important note about that 94 State Pride. After that, Charlotte's Pride events kind of went on hiatus, with the exception of a gay-oriented arts and culture festival called Out Charlotte. Daryl says the community's limited resources just kind of got diverted to other LGBT organizations that were starting to get off the ground at the time. But then, in 2001, a group of locals decided to bring Pride back, and thus the modern-day Charlotte Pride organization was founded. At first, the Pride events were held in May, until 2006, when they made the switch to August. And why exactly? Well, Burford says it's partly because they moved Pride from Marshall Park and other areas on the city's edges to the actual streets of Uptown. And not to get too anticlimactic here, but it really just came down to scheduling.
You can imagine, right? Like trying to organize an entire festival around people's schedules and trying to make it historically connected, but also like just the plain logistics of if you're going to shut down Uptown, then the city dictates when you have these festivals.
And consider that more than 100,000 people have been attending Charlotte Pride in recent years. And just last year, the Charlotte Pride Parade became the city's largest, overtaking the Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's got to take a lot of logistics. Also consider we're not the only ones who celebrate Pride outside of June these days. Atlanta celebrates in October, same with Columbia. Asheville's Pride is in September. It seems like Pride has grown so large that it just can't be contained to one month anymore. Well, I wrote to Matt Comer, who's a spokesperson for Charlotte Pride. He confirmed all this, saying that August, quote, is just a good time with the city's calendar. And they're actually glad that Charlotte Pride doesn't conflict with other major prides. That way, people can attend more than one. So, back now to our question asker. So, Jennifer, I know that's kind of like a plain, simple answer. It really just comes down to plain old scheduling. What do you think?
Well, I'd still rather see it in June, but now that I'm a Charlottean, I'm going to go with the crowd and the city and celebrate when they have it.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Nick.
Well, that's the story of how Charlotte Pride came to be in August. Special thanks to Josh Burford and Tina Wright of UNC Charlotte for their help with research. Also, since we originally aired a version of this story in 2017, Josh Burford has moved to Tuscaloosa to continue his work documenting the queer history of the South. You can check out his work at invisiblehistory.org. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love for you to leave us a nice rating or a review. You can also subscribe and find all of our previous stories on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or the NPR One app. And as always, if you have a question about the people, places, or things around Charlotte that you'd like us to look into, let us know. Submit your question at wfae.org/FAQCity, and who knows, we may search for an answer on an upcoming episode. Until next time, I'm Nick Delacanal.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at BojanglesBiscuits.com.